Dean, first of all, on the game, how do you assess that today?
Yeah, just I think kind of sums up the season. Just naivety for the goals, the spare bodies in the box, and we've left it out for 1v1, and somebody else could have got out there and doubled up on their wide player. But probably sort of the season, definitely over the short time that I've been in charge.
Yeah, you knew you were safe in the week, but you still wanted to go out with a win today.
Yeah, of course. You want to finish as positive as you can, and obviously we brought up a great following, and you want to give them something to remember the last game by, and obviously their day out and this weekend away for them.
Yeah, it was a fantastic following, and fair play to them. They made plenty of noise throughout.
Yeah, the support was unbelievable, and it's up to me now to make sure that they continue their support and their passion for the club, and I can put a team out there that mirrors what goes on in the stand.
In terms of the team you put out today, a fair few changes. Was it an experimental 11?
Yeah, it was a case for me to have a look at players, and there's been players I've not had much opportunity, and I need to see them before I can make a decision on what they can do on the pitch.
Someone like Callum Cockerill-Mollett, that was a first-team debut for him today, and he performed very well. He certainly put himself through it with a bit of cramp at times.
Yeah, definitely. I think he performed better than very well, if I'm honest. I thought he was outstanding, and as I said, for his age, he's just came in, it's his debut, and he was exceptional.
And is that one of the positives? Because if you look at the 18, I think it's at least 9, perhaps 10 from the academy that featured in the match day 18. That's a positive sign.
Yeah, that's a positive side of it. Yeah, definitely on that side, yes, it is. For us now, go forward, to help these young lads develop and keep going. There needs to be a few more leaders in there, and these young lads can affect that. And as I said, the first goal, there was two young lads who were involved in it. They need to talk and take responsibility out there and help each other.
You mentioned about leaders. You gave George Dobson the captain's armband today. He's only 20, but how do you think he acquitted himself with that extra responsibility?
Yeah, he's done well. He's been outstanding since we came in, and it's not just in the games. When I left him out and I changed things up early on, his attitude was absolutely outstanding in the training, and he got back into the team, and when he did come on a sub, he forced my hand and he put him straight back in. And as I said, he's scored a great goal last weekend, but I thought he was outstanding at Bradford, and he's done well today.
Like I said, he's 20, but do you think he's an example to other young players coming through? You know, that's how you act on off the field, and that's how you take your opportunity.
Yeah, as you said, he that's how, for them, as an example to use Dobbo, as that. He's been outstanding in my short time here. And they'll have to have a rest up through the summer, and we'll come back, and I'll make sure there's a team that goes out there and gives everything for the football club next season and the fans.
Yeah, the lads are going to rest up, but you're not.
No, it'll be a busy summer, but that's an important part of my job, and that's why I'm here, to give the town, the fans, the supporters, something to be proud of.
Probably the busiest summer you'll ever have had, won't it?
Yeah, I had a busy one last summer, but I expect it to be exactly the same, if not worse.
How many... Are there a lot of questions that have been left from this season that you've got to answer and you've got to remedy during the off-season?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of players still in contract for next season. I'd probably go as far as saying 75 to 80% of the lads are still on contract. I've got decisions to make, and they're going to be tough decisions, but I have to make the decision that I feel right for the football club and to take the football club forward.
Was this a last chance to impress you today, or have you made up your mind?
Look, I've been monitoring everything since I've been in, watching, learning, understanding people's characters, and as I said, my decision has been made, and obviously it was a chance for some other players to give it, to help to fight their cause a little bit.
And it's been alluded to, and it's been mentioned even before your time, more experience. Is that one of the key things, the key ingredients you've got to add for next season?
Yeah, for me, definitely. It's something I need to look at, as I said. Leadership-wise, yeah, it comes with experience, but young players can talk and it can affect different players on the pitch and communication. That's something that needs to be worked on, and that's something I need to try and drive out the players over the summer. Well, when they come back in for pre-season, sorry.